My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Yosef Lateef. Yosef Abdul Lateef was born William Emanuel Huddleston in 1920 in Chattanooga, Tennessee, later with his conversion to Islam, changing his name in 1950. He turns into this wonderful multi-instrumentalist, this world musician, this tremendous intellect who, in his way, transforms jazz from an entertainment form to truly into a spiritual art, influencing even the great John Coltrane. Lateef was one who combined the Western system with Eastern sounds, transforming people who may not even share the American experience. And what is it to really become or to be offering a world sensibility to an art form that in itself was just in its heyday, expanding and looking for direction? The world that he created, whether you call it third stream or spiritual music or new age jazz or whatever you want to call it, resonates for us now as each of us looks for a pathway for meaning, looks for a sense of purpose and self. As we listen to the music of Yosef Lateef, we realize that, like the music itself, we should have no borders where we stop and say, I'm all I can be and I'll stop here. Somebody else should take it forward. We can realize that our life is a richly rewarded tapestry if we have the courage to take up the stitches and weave. Lateef can inspire us to recognize that there are vistas yet to be discovered. There are ways to pivot off of the place that we are and to continue to strive and do and become, in our becoming, thrive. So perhaps the greatest lesson of Yosef Lateef and his music is we are reminded how much we don't know. And yet, as we devote our life to learning, to uncovering, and to the spiritual path, we recognize how much, in the moment, we can possess as we learn to let go. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.